Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the leader in you. Well, this is your host, Catherine Trotter. It is such a great pleasure to join everyone once again this morning to good morning to the leader in you. Today we're going to be talking about the mindset of a leader. Well, if this is your first time joining us on this talk show, good morning to the leader in you takes place every Monday and Wednesday at 9 a.m. You definitely want to lock this number in. If you're calling in, you definitely want to lock the link in. If you're joining us online, we join leaders across the nation discussing topics for leadership growth. That way you and I can both be strong in our businesses and our personal lives, as well as if you run a nonprofit organization. Again, today's topic is the mindset of a leader. And we're going to be reading a couple excerpts from a couple different books. I love John C. Maxwell. We're going to be taking some information from the 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player. We're also going to be taking some tips from the top 10 distinctions between the millionaire and the middle class. And then we're also going to be taking some information from the Four Agreements by Don Ruiz. And if you remember a couple weeks ago, at the top of this month of September, I indicated the four books that I am reading. I mentioned three. And the fourth book is Our Work Week by Timothy Ferris. All great books that you can learn and grow from. For those that are just joining that may not know who I am, once again, I'm Catherine Trotter. I am a business owner, business consultant, working with startup and growing businesses. I also run my own nonprofit organization that I founded in 2002, House of New Beginnings. And in 2013, we started to develop a performing visual arts component. And in 2014, it officially launched as the Speak Life Tour. So if anyone listening this morning, feel free to check out both websites. The Organization for Youth Development is nbyouthacademy.org. The website for the tour is speaklifetour.org. Once again, we want to thank everyone for joining us on the call this morning. And we're going to kick right into gear, again, talking with the topic, the mindset of the leader. Reading an excerpt out of the 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player, I want to read something from his book that talks about commit yourself to long-term achievement. And when we're talking about the mindset of a leader, you have to commit yourself to whatever that goal, whatever that mission, whatever that objective might be that you have for yourself. It states a short-term or all-or-nothing approach to life works against many people. They have a kind of lottery mindset. Either they want to win big or they don't want to make any effort at all. However, most victories in life are achieved through small incremental wins sustained over time. Being willing to dedicate yourself long-term to the process of achievement instead to its immediate reward will enable you to be more intentional. That's true when it comes to personal growth, relationship building, financial investment, or professional success. It goes on to say, it's a quote, one is not born into the world to do everything, but to do something. And I say that because, again, the mindset of the leader, sometimes we are in different capacities where we try to spread ourselves too thin in many different areas. There was this slogan, you know, jack of all trades, master of none. I personally don't adopt that philosophy even for myself because I don't want to be a jack of all trades. I want to focus in my specific lane, and that's why I love that quote. One is not born into the world to do everything, but to do something. Now, keep in mind what they might be. It may break down into different categories of subcategories, and that's fine. But you have to find your niche area. In other words, you have to find that area that you're born, that you're called to do. And when you find that area, hone in on your skills, master the skills, so that way you can always reach a level of excellency in whatever area you choose to go into. Now, one of the things that we're talking about when you're building a team, again, your mindset, we talked about that last week. You have to have a certain mindset as you're building your team. It says, another quote, some men have thousands of reasons why they cannot do what they want to do, when all they need is one reason why they can. I want to encourage every person listening in this morning, there are many reasons why in life people may say you can or you can't do whatever. I'm here to tell you, find that one reason why you can. Why do you need to push past the gatekeepers? Why do you need to push past doubt? Why do you need to push past the fear that that's inside of you that says you can't do it? Why do you need to push past the can't around your life, the people that's saying you can't, or in your own mindset? Why do you need to push past all that? This morning, I want you to hone in on it. I want you to buckle down, and I want you to figure out what is your why. Because when you figure out what is your why, you're going to move past every obstacle. You're going to go up that mountain, and you're going to climb to the top of it, and you're going to achieve success. It's about achieving success at the end of the day, and whatever that success might look to you. I'm not telling you what your success looks like, because it's all dependent upon what your goals are, what your objectives are, and what your mission is for your individual life. But whatever that might be, today is the mark of a new day. We're basically in the middle of September now. October 1st marks the fourth quarter of the year. For those that are business owners, you really, you know, when you get into the holiday months, you know, things can slow down in business, but I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to. You know, a lot of times, even with that in business, we have to adopt that philosophy. Things are going to slow down in holiday season. It's all in how you craft your business model. It's all in how you move forward in your business. Utilize that time to reconnect with your clients that you've done business with throughout the whole year. Solidify your foundation. That is a prime opportunity to solidify your foundation with your current clients that can thrust you in to the new year. So, again, it's all in how you think of things. It's all in how you move forward. Again, sticking with the book that I love by John C. Maxwell, The 17 Essential Qualities of a Team Player, to improve your intentionality, explore your strengths and weaknesses. You can't be intentional and effectively focused if you don't know yourself. If you've not done such much self-examination, take an inventory of your strengths and weaknesses, then survey family members, friends, and colleagues for additional insight. The more information and honest feedback you can get, the better. And I love that word, to improve your intentionality. Intentional about, in other words. What are we intentional about? A lot of times we don't take that personal inventory because we like to talk about our strengths all day long, but we don't necessarily want to look at our weaknesses. But when we go back to the topic of today, the mindset of a leader, if you're going to be a well-rounded leader, one that has solid foundation for forward growth and movement, we have to determine what areas are we deficient in that we need to improve, or what areas are we lacking in that we need to build strategic partners that can fortify the base. The next topic goes into the book saying specialize in your specialty. Again, I'm going to say it again, specialize in your specialty. When you have a solid understanding of your strengths, you will be able to focus. Your goal should be to spend 80% of your time and effort on what things that bring you high return and your team. Adjust your daily schedule and to-do list as much as possible to confirm that standard. This is exactly what we were talking about a little while ago, a few minutes ago. Focus on what you're good at. Focus on your strength. Again, I go back to that saying, that old saying, I'm jack of trades, jack of many trades, but master of none. That is not effective for long-term growth as a leader. Again, find out what you're good at and spend 80% of your time honing in on that skill and being effective at it. The other 20%, work on the lack, or fill that in with strategic partners that can help you grow and move forward. I'm going to shift gears a little bit and read some information from the top 10 between the millionaire and the middle class. It's a chapter that talks about millionaires ask themselves empowering questions. And, you know, when I first read it, what is an empowering question? And it really pushes you to think differently. Examples of empowering questions, and this is just an example in the book. Which question is more empowering? how can I double my income this year? Or how can I get enough money to pay the bills this month? I'm going to say it again. Which question is more empowering? How can I double my income this year? Or how can I get enough money to pay bills this month? Do you see the difference? It takes the same amount of mental energy to think about answering the big question as it does the small question. Think about the question that expands your mind, because you will receive answers for questions you ask. Now, again, what type of questions are you asking yourself throughout the day? How are you training your mental muscle? That's really what I get from that excerpt. How are you training your mental muscle? Because based on the questions you ask yourself throughout the day, if we have mental talks with ourselves all the time, whether we realize it or not. But now what we have to do moving forward, we have to power in questions, not limiting questions. Oh, how can this happen? I don't see the possibility. Not those type of questions, but what connections do I need to make the overall deliverables come into a reality? Again, it's all about flipping the questions. It's all about the mindset. It's all about asking yourself empowering questions that will equip you and strengthen you for what you do desire to become and achieve. Questions control the way you feel. Empowering questions ask what you can do, and disempowering questions ask what you can't do. And again, this is from the book, The Top 10 Distinctions Between the Millionaire and the Middle Class. And again, it says empowering questions ask what you can do. So if you're in a question sometimes, what an empowering question, what is not an empowering question, it's very simple. Empowering questions ask what you can do, and disempowering questions ask what you can't do. Remember, we talked today, a few minutes in the very beginning, and a couple weeks ago about the can'ts in your life. Remove the physical people that are saying you can't, but even remove the can't from your mental space in your own mind. So, again, if you're saying can't a lot or your mental mindset is saying that, those are disempowering questions, and you have to shift it. The book goes on to say millionaires are masters at managing their emotions. They are masters at it because they have habitually ask themselves empowering questions. Again, if you're asking yourself something that is not going to help with the overall objective, it's not going to help with the overall mission, it is a disempowering question. Furthermore, I would like to stretch and say, if someone physically is coming to you asking you disempowering questions, I suggest to shut that question down. I suggest also to flip the question to an empowering question and ask them an empowering question. Do not be sucked into disempowering questions from yourself or others. You have to stay focused. You have to be totally in your zone of what you want to do, and you can't let anything shake you from that, not even yourself or other individuals that may be asking you disempowering questions. Now, I want to shift gears for a second and go to another book that I am reading and read an excerpt out of it. I'm going now to The Four Agreements by Don Ruiz. And I think this is very powerful, and this is how we're going to conclude this 15-minute power talk today. This is in his fourth chapter of the book. It's talking about don't make assumptions. We have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. The problem with making assumptions is that we believe they are truth. We could swear that they are real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We take it personally. We blame them and react by sending emotional poison with our word. Again, we're going to conclude today's call. Again, the topic is the mindset of a leader. And in this book, it just talks about assumptions, and it's talking about your assumption and your thoughts are hand in hand. And then you add poison with it by the words that come out of your mouth. Going connected to the other book, again, what are your intentions? What is your focus? What are you striving to do? What are your empowering questions? Don't let it stop you. Again, stay focused. Ask yourself empowering questions. Have an awesome week.
Thank you.